Imagine constructing a building like a piece of flat-packed furniture. Well, you don't have to imagine. It's here, and it's called off-site construction. The idea is simple. Instead of building a structure at a project site, individual components are designed and prefabricated at a workshop or plant before being transported to and assembled on-site. With the advent of sustainable construction, the advantages are huge from a technical, environmental, and social perspective.
So, more concretely, what does the term off-site construction actually mean?
And how is this method driving change in the construction industry? I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.
The origin of off-site construction dates back to antiquity. The Romans were already using molds for designing canals and the ornamental features of their aqueducts. So as a solution, it's ancient.
Today, whether or not prefabrication is an option largely depends on the materials available locally and how industrialized the local construction sector is. It's become an industry standard in Nordic countries where they construct buildings using timber from their forests.
That's right. And countries where resources are scarce are also switching to off-site construction. For example, to compensate for a labor shortage, in 2018, the UK launched a £2 billion program to build 120 schools using only factory-made components. Or in the city-state of Singapore in Southeast Asia, they've opted for this method to build faster and taller, considering the island's relatively small surface area and skyrocketing urbanization. And in some countries in Latin America where they experience periods of high inflation, off-site construction offers a way to secure budgets for their real estate development programs.
But concretely, what can we manufacture using the off-site construction method?
Well, James, it's a long, long list because it covers as much as 90% of a building. First of all, you can make all load-bearing components such as walls, floors, posts, elevator shafts, frames. Inside a building, you can produce partition walls, bathrooms, toilets, kitchens, or heating and ventilation systems. Lastly, for repetitive structures like hotels, hospitals, apartment blocks, and such, you can even design entire rooms that are assembled on-site, like one big set of Legos. The possibilities are endless, and making these elements in a workshop or plant offers a ton of advantages.
You're so right. It's a very cost-effective construction method for a project's project manager, architect, design office, and, of course, contractors. First, it's faster. Producing one component in series away from the elements using specialized processes and tools saves time. Construction lead times are, on average, reduced by half. Quality is greater. Production conditions remain the same. And compared with a building site, it's easier to check that regulations are complied with and finishes are to spec. This is the upside of industrialization. Everything is fully under control. It's also cheaper. Mass production reduces the cost of components thanks to economies of scale. Compared with traditional construction, savings can be 10%, 20%, or even more if buildings are repetitive.
Another major advantage is that off-site construction allows greater control of a site's carbon footprint. Everything can be optimized: raw materials, energy, water, and waste. And at a building's end of life, the constituent components and modules can be disassembled and then be reused and recycled. Lastly, this construction model encourages innovation by incorporating new installation techniques adapted to off-site assembly, either by humans or machines. This means that new materials or systems can be introduced on different markets. For example, insulation solutions, drywall, or claddings.
On a final note, off-site construction brings radical change to how sites are organized for new buildings, roof conversions, and even renovations. Projects go more swiftly as prefabricated components are delivered and assembled immediately and gradually as the building is raised, which generates far less noise and dust pollution. Plus, there's less need for transport, so you won't have a constant stream of trucks in both directions, thus reducing carbon emissions. Positive for people and the planet.
To conclude, off-site construction has a promising future. Its success will require all stakeholders to level up their knowledge and expertise, including having the requisite IT skills and the ability to coordinate well together to synchronize the production, delivery, and assembly phases. New formats and processes are in development as we speak to accelerate the offsite construction industry. We also need a clear regulatory, financial, and insurance framework to create a stable climate for offsite actors and investors building the factories, as well as to help businesses and local manufacturers.
There's an additional benefit, too, that will ensure its future success. More comfortable and safer working conditions, which will be a big draw to attract new talent, especially young people and women, to the building trades. They are all the more meaningful given that they will be driving the development of sustainable construction. Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.